Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, it may seem a little strange talking about a magazine, but I thought, hey, this is, I think, relatively new on the market. And I don't help their subscription rate much because I get mine from the library. I decided that was not only money saving, that's one of the reasons I like this magazine, but also they don't pile up at home. You know, most of the time you just look through them and then it's put it aside and I'm going to read something later and there it is, you know, 3 months later, 6 months later, it's still there. So going to the library is whatever town you're in, you probably have a great library and you can get all kinds of magazines. So this magazine is called Shop Smart. And I'm guessing that some of you have used and are at least familiar with the guide from Consumer Reports. It used to be if you wanted to buy something, especially maybe a bigger appliance or something, you could go to Consumer Reports and see what they had to say about the different brands, the different advantages and disadvantages and so on. Well, that was kind of like an encyclopedia. This one, I think they got really smart knowing that people like to read something that's colorful as well as useful. And it has a lot of hints and tips along with the guide to buying something new. This particular issue I'm looking at, it's not the latest issue, but those are available. But for instance, on the cover it says cheap organizing tricks, healthier snacks, addictive shopping sites, the best diet for you, must-see TVs, fun new ways to get fit. Really, those are some of the things that they think will pull you into the magazine. Well, I want to share some of the bits, the tidbits that they have in here. For instance, you know, one of the articles was about purchasing a new TV, what might be the best, and they also, of course, have other kinds of techie things. But here was a question from a reader. And so they ask their expert, what is the best way to clean my LED screens without harming them? Well, perhaps you know the answer, but here's what their expert says. You can use the same approach with all of your favorite gadgets. Use a microfiber cloth. Most of our techie things may even come with one. You can buy a larger one to wipe down your TV or computer. That should clean most of the smudges. But if there's some other smudges there, some other things that have gotten on the screen, you might use a very lightly moistened soft paper towel or clean cotton cloth. But stick to a microfiber cloth when you're cleaning your TV to avoid scratching it. You can slightly dampen the cloth, but don't spray it with, or don't spray the TV screen, and never use products with alcohol or ammonia. Just some good basic advice about something we may not know. And here's another cleaning one. You know how stainless steel, when you see if you pay attention to what people want in their kitchens, it's, oh, all my appliances have to be stainless steel. Well, not on my list, because one of the things you need to do really often, if you have use it at all, if you have little kids around, is get rid of all those fingerprints and smudges on the stainless steel. Their suggestion, of course, you can purchase a stainless steel cleaner, but for less money and very simple, just use a sponge with mild dish detergent and water, or clean with rubbing alcohol. Now, this is something you can use rubbing alcohol on, not on your TV screen, and then finish buffing with a clean, dry cloth. And another one that I thought was sort of interesting, because I just had a phone call related to this. One of their articles is about mixers, the best stand mixers and the best hand mixers. So in addition to talking about the mixers, showing pictures of, giving the prices, why they liked it, what they didn't like about it, where you could get them, and all that basic information that's always been in the Consumer Report, they have on the same page, because they're talking about mixers, some mixing secrets. And again, many of you know this, but I just had a phone call about what temperature should egg whites be to get them to be the fluffiest. Well, they should be room temperature. Thank goodness that's what I told this person. And on the other hand, if you're whipping cream, you want everything chilled. It's best to put the bowl, the whisk, whatever you're going to use to beat whipped cream, needs to be cold. But if you're beating eggs, then let it set to room temperature, or at least not right out of the refrigerator. Also, and again, those of you who are any kinds of cooks, have been around for a long time, be sure that the bowl, again, egg whites, the bowl, the whisk, whatever you're using, should have no even trace of fat, because the egg whites just won't beat up. And one last thing about blending in terms of mixing. To give cookies and cakes extra lift, thoroughly cream the butter and sugar. That's why many recipes start out that way. And bringing the butter to room temperature helps, but you still need to blend the ingredients for 3 to 4 minutes. Old-fashioned stuff, but you know, we can't assume that everybody knows that old-fashioned stuff. Another feature in here is recalls and safety alerts. And often you will hear those on TV or in the news, on the radio, see it in the paper. But they keep up to date on recalls and safety alerts. So that's always a feature in this magazine. Well, one of the features here this month was on organizing. So they give you all kinds of suggestions for organizing. And many of the kinds of organizers they suggest are very inexpensive. Now, you can go to a store that's especially for storage and organizing and pay big bucks for the same thing that you probably could go to another place and pay much less. For instance, a caddy to carry around your household supplies or just keep things together. You probably could buy one of those for a dollar in a place that doesn't specialize in storage. If you go to a storage store, they're probably $10, $15, maybe more dollars. One that I hadn't thought about, the car visor holder. Do you have one of those in your car where you can put all that, your sunglasses and your earbuds, whatever, you know? But you might be able to use that in another place in your home. Again, a very inexpensive organizer to hold phones, cords, cameras, and so on might be an easier way to organize them. But here's the story that goes along with this. They did a survey with married folks, and this was with 500 couples in their ShopSmart poll talking about mess and marriage. The top areas where men and women say they are different from their partners is, number one, putting things away properly. And then driving, TV watching, remembering birthdays and appointments. But when it comes to putting things away properly, women were a lot more likely to report being different from their partner, 69%, than the men. Almost 40%, that's getting awfully close to half, of couples fight about messes more than money. And easily solved without much investment. The two things that drive the most men and women crazy when they're out of place, keys and bills. That was something that I guess they kind of agreed on. And who is messier, you or your partner? 39% of the men say they are, and 26% of the women say they are. So what people do when their partner leaves stuff out of place? Now we're really getting down to the nitty-gritty. What happens? 67% put the items away or clean them up themselves, but probably in the meantime fuming. That was not in the answer to this, but probably, you know, saying, oh, it's changed, etc. That was 67%. 21% ask their spouse or partner to straighten up. 19% leave things until their partner puts them away. That can get kind of aggravating. 15% move items into their partner's personal space. And women are twice as likely as men to dump messy or out-of-place items into their spouse or partner's personal space. So of that 15%, most of them were women. 8% get angry with their spouse or partner. 4% throw the stuff away. Now, I've always read that about, you know, if you want your kids to clean up after themselves, well, first you take it away so they can't find it, and ultimately throw it away or give it away. And 1% hide the items. So how do you and your partner handle mess and things that you don't agree with? Well, if you've been married for a long time, you probably have just figured all of that out and put up with it, or just say, this is the way it's going to be, and we'll move on to something that's maybe higher priority in our married life than messes, because there certainly are. Well, just as you can tell, there are lots of different topics in this magazine. Not necessarily saying you ought to go out and buy it. Maybe you want to go to the library first, check it out. Maybe you're not interested at all, but I think it's something kind of fun, easy to get through, and by the way, a lot of great information. So until next time, here's a thought. It's surprising how many people don't find it necessary to understand things in order to argue about them.